Today marks the one-year anniversary of the Parkland, Florida shooting. Over the course of the last 12 months, the conversation over guns in America has ebbed and flowed. French artist J.R. captured several voices in the debate when he partnered with Time last year for a multimedia project. The result was a cover for the November 5th, 2018 edition of Time magazine and a video mural. The latter will be on display Monday at all 8 21C Museum hotels in the United States, including in Bentonville. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda met with the museum manager inside the hotel lobby to learn more about the project, and she has this report.
To create the video mural, the French artist and a group of Time journalists traveled to Dallas, St. Louis, and Washington, D.C. to film, photograph, and record 245 people representing a range of perspectives in the nation's gun debate.
The gun issue is the single most important issue facing America.
Firearms for me is all about freedom.
I see gun violence every day.
The gun issue is a woman's issue. It is the great equalizer.
The voice of the middle has been drowned out.
We just need to work with each other.
These are the voices of a handful of project participants. An interactive website allows you to click on each of the people in the mural and hear interviews recorded during the project. The mural itself is a black and white collage of surgeons, politicians, firearms instructors, and student activists surrounding a table with microphones and guns laid on top of it. In a behind-the-scenes video of the project, French artist J.R. says he learned a lot.
The first days of shoot were in St. Louis, and I have to say that, you know, I've never seen that much weapon in my life. It was a whole new universe to me. We're here doing a very special mural for the cover of Time magazine. It's a metaphor of what's happening in the U.S. In France, we don't have any relation with guns, and so I'm discovering the whole issue altogether.
The video mural is different from a traditional mural in that the people in the image are not static. Dayton Castleman, museum manager at 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville, says it's beautiful to watch in many respects.
The setting reminds me of like the Houses of Parliament or something like that. It's a very large room-type space with people gathered around kind of a central table area. And the difference between it and a static mural is that each of the figures in this mural is moving, is performing some sort of action. They're mostly stationary, but it's alive. The mural itself is somewhat alive. It's really interesting to look at.
The movements are as varied as the people featured in the mural. Some silently raise candles, while others raise their guns. In the bottom left corner, Leslie McSpadden, Michael Brown's mother, lifts a teddy bear from a makeshift memorial on the ground. Toward the center of the image, a hunter takes aim as a bird flies by in one direction, then a clay target in the other. Castleman says he thinks it's important everyone in the debate be represented. During Monday night's event, he will facilitate a discussion about guns.
It's sensitive and provocative, and 21C, of course, doesn't shy away from those types of things. I'm approaching it with a lot of curiosity because I don't know, you know, who's going to come or what the conversation is. The conversation is precisely going to proceed, but that the content of the conversation will be surrounding the issue of guns in America.
Castleman plans to have a laptop station so guests can interact with the online components of the project and listen to some of the participants' interviews. Castleman says he hopes those who attend the screening and discussion leave the event with a little bit of empathy.
I think that it's very easy for us to box people in and to think of positions in terms of stereotypes or archetypes. And I think that the purpose of this is to help break down some of those things.
The Guns in America screening and discussion begins at 7 o'clock Monday evening inside the video gallery of 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville. The event is free and open to the public. Guns are not allowed, as it's 21C's policy that firearms are not permitted on the property. More information is available at 21cmuseumhotels.com/Bentonville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.